Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Give me five. We're calling it. This is it. It's Dave and Fanula's final show. I'm here tomorrow on my own, and then me and a Christmas elf bonbon on Christmas Eve. But it feels right that we wrap this up, put a lovely bow on it just in time for Christmas.
Absolutely. So you've no real competition. Just join us and then you will take the honour of being the final player of 2025.
Correct.
And being top of the leaderboard for the end of 2025.
You can gloat around the pubs at Christmas time. I am the 2025 Gimme Five champion. You'll have nothing to back it up per se, but who is going to question you on your knowledge? You might know the game first of all though, before you put yourself forward and give us the thumbs up. 10 seconds going o'clock. Random question. Can you give us five?
Five.
Fanula, I have saved the trickiest for last.
Great.
Christmas themed, but nothing to do with dinners or presents. Instead, in 10 seconds or less, can you please give me five bands or artists that have had or have an Irish Christmas number one?
No.
This year's.
This year's is Kylie. No, that's in the UK.
You big Brit.
I know, sorry. I didn't pay an iota of attention to any of the charts. Well, obviously I did the English one because I like Kylie Minogue. I'm sorry.
God.
Depressing.
Suppose you call it Londonderry, do you?
Please don't. How dare you? How dare you? Just because I said we should follow the Brits and their Portaloo standards last week. How dare you?
Kingfisher. Are this year's Christmas number one?
I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't realise that. I'm sorry, Kingfisher. After the year you've had.
Bit of an odd one because it was absolutely huge in the summer and it was in the top of the Irish charts. And then it was going down, 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 down the charts. Then Spotify Wrapped came out and that put it on top of so many people's lists and top of their minds. And it blew up again. Irish Christmas number one. Last year was Gracie Abrams. Year before, Noah Kahan. Ray has a Christmas number one in 2022. Dermot Kennedy, 2020.
Were you not specifically asking me Irish artists or did I just get that wrong in my head?
No, you just heard that in your head.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, okay, I misunderstood that question completely. Not saying I would have done any better, but thank you for giving us that recap.
Some oddities on the Irish singles chart Christmas number one. Zig and Zag have had a Christmas number one. The late Dermot Morgan with Thank You Very Much, Mr. Eastwood, way back in 1985. Pogues, Kirsty MacColl, 1987 was Christmas number one. But you've heard enough from me nerding out, Fanula. What do you have for moi?
It is very loosely Christmas connected. It is the time of year that people who don't do this from January onwards, but then December hits and they say, yes, I have to buy this particular item. A cheese board. Dave, give me five types of cheeses. Go.
Cheddar. Oak smoked cheddar.
Come on now.
Mature cheddar.
No.
Mature white cheddar. Mature red cheddar.
The spirit
Wensleydale.
Wensleydale, thank you very much.
It's not, is it?
No, it's not.
Were you making a pitbull choke?
No, body coach Joe Wicks. Because of Wensleydale.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him in ages. What's he at
he
now?
He hasn't been around.
What a dose.
Dave, you just... I don't know enough about him to defend him. Good recipes, though.
I know, he is a sound lad.
Brie. A bit of...
Who's Brie?
Camembert. A bit of Gouda or Gouda. I don't know the right pronunciation. A Cashel Blue will sneak its way onto a cheese board. Throw them out.
Get
rid of the blue cheese. It's not right.
The smell of a Cashel Blue.
So, I was not raring and tearing with my lack of knowledge on Christmas number ones.
Raring and tearing and fighting for cheese.
Zero from me. I'm only giving Dave a one because it was an easy category and he decided to plum us. But I have a nice question for you. Should you like to be our final player of the year?
Give us the thumbs up if you're brave enough. 087 1102 107. Let's put a cap on it. Diana, are you feeling the pressure? The enormity of the situation of being the final Gimme 5 player of the year.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good, you should. Where do we find you in the country?
Rochdale in Westmead.
Very nice. How is all there?
All good, getting ready for Christmas.
How many working days left for you or are you already off?
No, finishing tomorrow.
Ah, that's nice.
Christmas Eve off. So.
And what do you do, if we can ask that?
I work in a vet.
Oh,
okay.
So you're lucky probably to get Christmas Eve off, are you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Is it a large animal practice?
Yeah, it's mixed.
Oh, so okay, it's both, mixed. Yeah. Because that's like that's tough going. You know, you are lucky to have the days off because you work very hard. You get calls at all hours, don't you?
Yeah, to be a vet on call all the time now, but I don't have to do that. Thank God.
You're not closing down the vets for the Christmas.
No.
There will be people available, but you will not be available Christmas Eve nor Christmas Day. What does Christmas Day look like and smell like in your house?
We don't do turkey. None of us like turkey.
Go on.
Roast beef and ham.
Okay.
Roast beef and ham. And
Diana,
both on the same plate?
I'm judging here, seriously.
No. the adults have roast beef, the kids have ham, the kids don't like roast beef.
Do you like ham, though?
Yeah, but I prefer roast beef. I don't really have roast beef ever, really, throughout the year, just at Christmas.
Don't get me wrong now. I like you. But the fact that you're choosing roast beef over ham, I don't know if I can like you any further than that.
Fair enough.
Don't do the kind of Cork association thing. It's not like spiced beef per se, is it?
No.
Just the regular roast
beef.
Diana, I support this. I like hearing of different traditions. I appreciate that people know their own minds.
Fionnuala is a Brit, so of course she would love...
I'm pretty sure the Brits eat turkey as well, Dave, so you can't level that at me.
Is it a Wellington beef that you're after? Diana, sorry. Okay, let us refocus here. You came for a gimme five, not an interrogation. Are you ready to lock in?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Another festive related question for you in 10 seconds, Diana. Would you please give me five Christmas songs that do not say Christmas in the title? Go.
Oh, God. Streets of New York. I haven't a clue.
Oh, Diana. It's not Streets of New York. What is it?
A Fairy Tale in New York.
Oh, Diana.
Diana. That was a hoor of a question.
Ah, come on now.
A hoor.
Underneath the Tree, Kelly Clarkson.
A
Fairy Tale of New York, which I knew you knew, Diana, but there is Streets of New York as well. It's like a ballad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
a real sad song. Yeah. Stop the Cavalry, which was our winning songs that make you go last
Diana
Thursday.
Diana probably wasn't listening. You were busy, Diana, weren't you?
I was busy working.
Yeah, you're dead right.
Santa Baby.
Diana.
Yeah, no.
I'm back on your side.
I'm back on your side. I'd lost you there now with the ham, but I am so back. That was a hooer of a question and you deserved better from us.
Oh, that's pity.
Hi, have a great Christmas.
Thanks very much.
Enjoy the beef.
I will.
Good luck.
Happy Christmas.
Bye
bye.
See you. Bye.
Bye bye bye. Diana and Westmead. Fionnuala, that's a hooer of a question.
No, it's fair. You also have Let It Snow. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I would have accepted as well. Frosty the Snowman. Sleigh Ride.
Right.
Yeah. Fair question.
No, it's a good question. It's a great question. It's just not a fair question.
I'm defending the question. Not hearing any slander of the question. Final Gimme Five of the Year, you have to go big.
But you don't have to go mean.
There's so many songs. I've listed so many already.
I thought I was being a dick getting onto her about eating roast beef over ham on Christmas Day. But then you came and you were like, well, if you thought you were bad, here's the question.
No. I'm not accepting that in any way, shape, or form.
You listening right now.
Stay is another one, by the way, E17, just saying. Deck the Halls. Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
That's because you're able to Google them out and put them in front of you.
I didn't have them Googled when I was giving Diana her options.
I just want to hear everybody out that's listening, you specifically, right now. Fair question. Or an absolute whore.
I love that you're sending me off, because we haven't mentioned it's my final show of the year today. I love that you're sending me off on a wave of ill will. Ill will from the Gimme Five community. Wow. This is how I go out.
I do welcomes better than send-offs.
Okay, great. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.